AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israel has identified more bodies of the deceased hostages that were handed over by Hamas. The handover of the four bodies came after an Israeli military agency warned it would slash aid deliveries to Gaza after the militant group had not yet returned the remains, as agreed, under the U.S. proposed ceasefire plan. President Trump is making this government shutdown unlike any the nation has ever seen. Budget Chief Russ Vought has seized on the opportunity to fund Trump's priorities, paying the military while slashing jobs in health, education, the sciences, and other areas. The actions have been criticized as illegal and are facing court challenges. At a news conference, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says red states have the most to lose if Republicans do not cut a deal to preserve expiring health care subsidies.
By the way, the majority of states that benefit in terms of their people getting health care from the Affordable Care Act tax credits are states that Donald Trump won.
And Trump is once again suggesting to move FIFA-contracted World Cup matches next year. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
President Donald Trump is threatening to relocate World Cup matches set to be played next year in suburban Boston. He suggested Tuesday that parts of the city had been, quote, taken over, end quote, by unrest. The town of Foxborough, nearly 30 miles southwest of Boston, is set to stage 7 matches as the U.S. co-hosts the 2026 World Cup with Mexico and Canada. It wasn't immediately clear what unrest Trump was referring to, but earlier this month there were multiple arrests in connection with a pro-Palestinian protest that turned violent on Boston Common. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is AP News. President Trump has awarded America's highest civilian honor to Charlie Kirk.
Today we're here to honor and remember a fearless warrior for liberty, beloved leader who galvanized the next generation like nobody I've ever seen before.
President Trump posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to conservative activist Charlie Kirk on what would have been his 32nd birthday.
He was assassinated in the prime of his life for boldly speaking the truth, for living his faith and relentlessly fighting for a better and stronger America. He loved this country.
At the same time, the State Department revoked the visas of 6 foreign nationals deemed to have made derisive or mocking comments about Kirk's assassination after a review of social media posts. Kirk was killed while speaking at Utah Valley University last month. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.